Well, Sean, looking ahead to tonight's Derry City Finn Harps game, big Northwest derby. It's the second of the year. Harps took victory in the opening match against the odds in Ballybuffet on a really, really bad pitch, but we're going to expect something different tonight from Derry.
Yeah, I think so. I think from that game, Derry went on a fantastic run, and they've obviously only had the two losses, seven wins, and they're really, really playing well. And I think their last win away to Pats was a tremendous result. You know, the only other blip was obviously Sligo Rovers at home. So Derry are in great form, not playing particularly expansive football, but playing well enough to win games, and obviously finishing games very, very strongly. So tonight will be a totally different test for Harps. I think the first game with the excitement of being back in the Premier Division and all the build-up took care of itself. Now they're really getting down to business. They're starting the second phase of the series of matches. Harps are in a good position, but that's only part of the job. And they must keep progressing, and they've got to try and pick up another three or four wins in this series of games.
We're expecting a brilliant atmosphere at the Brandywell tonight, as it always is with Northwest derbies. But will Harps need to improve on how they performed last week against Bowes for tonight?
I think they will, and I think they'll have to improve in general in terms of, look, to win the game, they're going to have to try and score, and I think that's been one of their problems, scoring goals. But their performance level is going to have to be up, because Derry are in a, as I say, good vein of form. They're confident. It's at the Brandywell. There'll be a decent crowd. It looks like it's going to be a good night. So it's going to be, yeah, Harps are going to have to be at the races from start to finish.
Is it fair to say form might go out the window for games like this? You could see it as a big cup match, as a cup final, because both sides, given, I suppose, the significance of it, and it's a big derby match, that both of these sides will certainly be up for it.
Well, certainly, yeah. Look, that derby takes care of itself. I think Finn Harps needn't get too banged up in terms of this particular game. You know, for me, out of the next sort of 10 games, they've got to try and get two or three wins and a couple of draws, and see where that takes them. You know, they're on 12 points. From the next series of games, if they can pick up another 12 points, they'll be in a good position. You know, 3 points away to Derry would be a bonus. You know, I think it would be a bonus. But like you say, it's a derby. It's a one-off game. Form goes out the window. Local prep, you know, all those things come into play. However, I would still expect Derry to go and win tonight.
So then Ollie Horgan, Sean, would be content, do you think, with a point tonight?
I think he'd be very happy with a point tonight. You know, I think Ollie's job now is to look at the big picture and maintaining Premier Division status. So I said, look, from the first 11 games, they picked up 12 points. You know, if they can replicate that, then that's going to keep them in a safe position. So a point tonight, I think, would be a bonus, would be one of the draws that they'd be looking to pick.
Yeah, Keith Cowan's a doubt for tonight, Gareth Harkin as well. This injury list of Finn Harps is building up at the moment, and as these games coming thick and fast, and the level that they're at in the Premier Division is starting to have an effect here.
Yeah, well, I think that's what they're going to find. You know, as I say, the momentum and the euphoria of being back in the Premier Division probably got them through the first sort of half a dozen games. Now, as you say, the games, they're coming, they're relentless. The quality you're playing week in, week out's better. The fact that they're not full-time, probably not training every day, is obviously going to affect their level of performances as the season goes on.
And just a note on Derry, we have to give Kenny Shields a lot of credit this season, Sean, because Derry were being tipped as a bottom half of the table side at the start of the year, and he's doing a fantastic job, and he's getting a lot out of the players in there, and he deserves credit for where they're at the moment, because they're way ahead of where he thought they would be.
100%. I think Kenny's experience as a manager, the experiences he's had in Scotland, even in the Irish League, are certainly coming to play. I think he's been tremendous. I think he's galvanised the team. He's given them a focus. They've got a definite game plan. And for me, he seems to be getting the best out of Rory Patterson. And, you know, that's a situation probably two or three seasons ago where it wasn't happening. And he seemed to be causing more problems around the team than he was delivering. For me, he's a natural goal scorer. And Kenny, as I say, has focused him, galvanised him, and almost made him the main man on the team, and they seem to be responding to that.